Dreamscape presents Just This Year by Natalie Gray and Michael Anderle. Narrated by Chris Andrew Shula. One. 30 minutes out from the stranded ship, Shinigami reported, heading to the bridge. Barnabas whistled as he made his way through the white corridors of the Shinigami. The ship raced through a particularly lonely patch of what Shinigami had nicknamed the Jellyfish Sector. The name referred to one of the more noteworthy races in this area of space, the Jotun. They looked like multicolored blobs of jelly, and tended to transport themselves around in mechanical suits with a range of intriguing features. Barnabas had worked with some of the Jotun Navy in his last mission, which had given him a great deal of respect for the Jotuns as a species, and an absolute hatred of the Jotun Parliament. Corrupt bastards, the lot of them. They had signed their people over to a bloodthirsty corporation in return for a few beach houses and Lord only knew what other trinkets. Shinigami had uncovered enough dirty money trails running through their system that Barnabas could have made nearly every member of Parliament a pariah in society. He hadn't released the information yet, but he fully intended to if they pissed him off in the future. Shinigami had accused him of blackmail. Barnabas maintained it wasn't blackmail if they didn't know his plan. Gar and Tafa, meanwhile, had wisely opted not to weigh in. Barnabas turned a corner and gave a yell as he tripped over a body. Eyes stared sightlessly at the ceiling, while pale hands lay palm up, fingers slightly curled. Ghostly snickering echoed from the nearby speakers. "You look ridiculous," Shinigami told Barnabas in deep amusement. "For the last time." Barnabas recovered his footing and adjusted his vest, glaring at the speakers. "Do not leave your body in the corridor. You have rooms of your own now. You pestered me about them for days." "I need clothes." "No, you don't. You don't use your body." Barnabas hauled the limp thing up by the armpits and dragged it to the side of the corridor.
"I do, too."
"Then I don't suppose you'd help me with this. Mechanical bodies are heavy." "You could use the exercise. Too much fruit juice." "Low." Barnabas knew she was only teasing. With his upgrades, he was practically incapable of carrying extra weight. Still.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?